Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. How are y'all doing today? I'm just doing perfect, okay? Welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Nina and Lennis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Thanks for joining our weekly Sunday show of Free Psychic Readings with Lennis and Nina. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. We love answering your questions, or at least put you on the right path. Remember to always be positive. Nothing in this world is promised but birth and death. So in between, let's make the best of it with understanding, communication, and above all, love. One question per caller, please. We'd like to give everybody a chance to ask the question or give validation on a previous reading. The chat room is open. Your moderator normally is Nina. She's on vacation today. Everything is fine. She's just enjoying her husband and her family vacationing. So in the chat room, we should have Holly, Honeybee, and also Life Choice. So they'll try and answer your questions. If not, they'll direct it to me, call in on to me to let me know that there's questions being asked. Okay, so I don't have any announcements. Sorry, can't think of any birthdays right now. But I am going to do some prayers, and I want to let y'all know on Wednesday I went into 24 hours prayer. There's so much, oh, my God, chaos, bitterness, and angry going around the world, not just here in our nation but around the world, that I thought, I did this about a year ago, and I thought, you know, no other help I know but to look up. So I decided to go 24 hours again, hour by hour, until, you know, up until the 24th hour of praying, not only for people that requested prayers and concern, but also praying for our nations, the election, and also praying for the people that are dealing with terrorism around the world. So today I thought I would do a few prayers prior to the show, and I would also like to at this time thank some prayer warriors that worked with me as well during those 24-hour period. I would like to thank Nina. She was in on it. Anna, she helped a lot. And who else? Tabina, and I'm missing somebody else. Who was it? It was probably one more person. Ah, I don't know. I can't think. I know Nina. And Monica. That's what it was, and Monica. So I thank all you ladies for helping and assisting with the prayer fest. That was wonderful. And hopefully that the prayers have touched people in their lives, hopefully made some changes for the better and decreased some challenges that you're dealing with. All right, well, let's get into the prayers, and then we're going to start the readings. As I said, I am perfect today. Normally I'm terrific. Today I'm perfect. Cleansing prayer. We are now choosing to cleanse ourselves and release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest and greatest good. Across all planes of our existence, across all universes, and across all lifetimes, we ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted for the highest good of all. And so it is. Dear God, angels, and miracles, remove the wicked, the angry, evil, loathing, negativities of all known and unknown entities, spirits, souls, past life spirit and souls, present day spirits and souls, and future life spirits and souls from all dimensions of time and space now that affects us. Release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest good. Infinite Spirit, open the way for a huge abundance to come to us here and now. We are an irresistible magnet for all that belongs to us by divine birthright. We are provided every day with abundance because God, angels, and miracles are our shepherds, so we shall not want or need. We are grateful for spiritual, mental, and physical knowing from God, angels, and miracles, and us. Dear God, angels, and miracles, we all love sex miracles. We love money miracles. We love health miracles. We love us miracles. We love power miracles. We love glory miracles. We love fame miracles. We love success miracles. We love winning miracles. We love the adulation of others miracles. We love being better miracles. We love having more miracles. We love knowing more miracles. We love knowing how miracles. And above all, we love knowing God's miracles. We're grateful for spiritual, mental, and physical knowing from our angels and miracles and us. Something great is about to happen to us. Doors are opening everywhere. Believe this. Something great is about to happen to us. Doors are opening everywhere. Something great is about to happen for all of us. Doors are opening everywhere. And my last prayer is a prayer for all the people looking for romance and love in the right places and the right time. Okay, dear God, angels and miracles, we desire a partner who revels in being partner with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman or man, who stimulates our minds, bodies, and souls with his or her character, integrity, listen to me, honor, sincerity, and above all, his or her love. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, and sexual equal who is available to love and be loved. We create this reality with our intentions, with the belief that we are in fact deserving of having a partner with integrity who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on him or herself and sees in us something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self. That means no attitudes and no bull, okay? By honoring that we are profoundly lovable, by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are, and not settling for someone who is not our equal, we invite real, true, deep, abiding love into all our lives, and so be it. Okay, we are ready to begin now, so let's start. Our first caller, and remember the chat room is open. Okay, our first first caller up. Look, everything went wah-wah. Ain't going to happen. It's positive today. Everything is perfect. First caller is area code 347. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Maribel.
Hi, Maribel. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm doing good. Try to keep my head up. Try to stay positive.
All right. Sounds wonderful. Okay, well, what can I answer for you today, young lady?
Well, basically, I wanted to know if you saw if my chances were going to be good for this dream I'm pursuing, which is to become a doctor. I'm currently in the application stage, and it's really expensive, so I'd see if you see, like, any schools that I would most preferably tend to should lean on, only because they would help me as become a better physician, and not only that, but would kind of mesh with my personal study style and would help have a good support system and all that.
Okay. You know what, as you were talking, I kept getting north, north, north. Is there a school north of you where you reside right now?
Yeah, there's some schools.
Okay. I don't know. Well, the angels came right up with north. Okay, so what you want to know is what school would be the best for you, or because I understand you're trying to save some money. I know being a doctor, I have a niece that's a psychologist, so I know it's expensive. Is that what you like? Like, where would the cost be better for you?
Yeah, basically, like, where would I be able to have the highest chances of being accepted?
Okay, so they said north. You know what? I also see money. I see scholarships, grants. I don't know. It's like this place, it would pay for itself. They're showing me north, but they're listing this. They're showing scholarship, grants, loans. It's like the money is there. If you want to go to that school, it will become available to you. The school name in particular I'm not getting. You told me it's a lot of school north, so let me ask the angels. I need to be a little bit more specific. I got Ontario and Ottawa. Is that anywhere near you?
Ontario and Iowa. No, that would be
Ottawa. West. Ottawa. It's Canada they're showing me. Ontario and Ottawa is in Canada. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Now they're telling me New York. But the first two were Canada and then New York. What area are you looking in? Maybe I better ask that because they're just showing me areas out. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking more towards New York area, Connecticut. I'm also looking at like the western coast, so maybe a little bit of Ohio and Oregon.
Okay. No, you're north. Your energy and what's going to come to you is in the north. So the last thing I mentioned was New York. So if you're not, Canada's not part of the equation, then they're giving me New York. But it's like you won't have to worry about the money that much because there's these programs that'll be offered to you that you won't have to pay back either minimum or nothing at all. Yeah. So that's what they're showing me is. So in the north of New York, I guess whatever school that's applicable to the field that you're going into, in your medical field, do check on that because the angels are telling me the money is there for you. But it's not money that's going to put you in harm's way. That's why I say it's like either you pay a minimum or you don't pay nothing at all through these different programs.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I would do is check out and see what monies are available, if there's a school in New York, what school that you are interested in. Find out the programs, the money programs, and if so, you might be going to New York to, you know, do part of your schooling. I know it's expensive in New York, but for your school, it's not going to be. They're showing me you're barely going to pay anything. I think it's primarily going to be free for you, you know, after you fill out the paperwork. But it'll be, what I'm saying free is it won't be a cost to you. You won't have to worry about that other than to purchase your books.
Yeah.
And that might even be paid for. Now they're telling me that your books could be paid for as well. So
I'm definitely going to look into it because I, like, one of the New York schools that I applied to was Mount Sinai. And so, yeah, like, I'm looking forward to that one mainly.
Okay, the angels are telling me right now Staten Island. I don't know what that means. Just write it down. They're not showing me no school. They just, Staten Island came across my forehead. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe there's money over there to help you or something. I don't know because I don't know of any colleges in Staten Island. I mean, maybe it is. I mean, I'm not going to say that I know New York that well, but never heard of a college over there. It must mean something. Otherwise, they wouldn't have said it. So just put it, write it down, and if it comes up, you'd be like, oh, that's what she said that for.
Okay.
All right, Mirabella, let me know how you're doing, how things are coming along. But like I said, New York. Okay?
Okay, got it. You.
All right. You're welcome. Wishing you the best. And have a wonderful week there, young lady. Okay, next call is area code 860. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. It's Amala.
Hi, who's this?
It's Amala.
When you say your name, you're a distance away. It's not coming back into the phone.
It's Amala?
Damala?
It's Amala.
Amala. Oh, okay. Now I got you.
Yes.
It's like when you said it, though, it'd be like, Amala. So I didn't hear the rest of it. Anyway, how you doing, young lady? What can I do for you today?
How you doing?
I'm doing perfect.
Awesome. So I'm wondering about my love life. I love that last prayer. It kind of set forth for my question. Mm. I really took the words. So.
Yeah, makes you think, huh? Remember, I tell y'all, you're queens. Remember that. You are a queen.
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to know what's coming up in your love life, or do you have somebody you're interested in already?
I don't have anybody right now.
Okay, so let's see what's coming up. Well, there's a man walking towards you. He's got a little bit of a belly, and they're telling me it's prosperity. It's a little bit of a pooch, but they're saying that's his prosperity. He's middle age, maybe about 45.
Okay.
About 45. Good-looking guy. No nonsense.
Yes.
He's about business. He needs somebody to calm him down because he's so into business. He's one of these workaholics. You know what I mean? Money is not an objective to him because he works. But it looks like he enjoys the work that he does. But what I said calming down is that he's such a workaholic. He needs a diversion. Like he needs a woman in his life, you know, like, okay, we're going out to dinner. We're going to do something, but it ain't work, you know, in that perspective.
Yes.
Okay. This man is coming up in 2 weeks. His first name, I'm getting Ignatius with an I. Now, that's different. I've never got that
that's
before.
Totally
Ignatius.
Wow.
Yeah. Ignatius, I-N, whatever it is, to spell the name. But, yeah, the name is Ignatius. He's Scottish background.
Okay.
He has a Scottish background. They're not showing me whether it's his parents or grandparents, but he's Scottish.
Is he muscular? Did you say he's muscular?
No. I mean, he's, well, I guess he can be muscular. He's not fat.
Okay.
You know, okay. When I say he's got a little pooch, that's just, you know, you get older. You know, your body spreads a little bit, but no. Yeah, but yeah. No.
Yeah.
Okay. His thing, this guy's thing about life, he's just a workaholic. Something needs to distract him, and you are it. So when you see this man coming in, very much business, haircut, clothes, and like I say, he's got a Scottish background. But, I mean, you know, he talks American. God, they just showed me about this food he likes. Ooh, it looks odd. It's like sausages and potatoes. I don't know. It looks odd, but it says he likes that kind of food. I don't know. Isn't there something English? Did they eat potatoes and hot dogs or something, sausage?
Oh,
wow.
I don't know. I'm vegetarian.
Okay, well, anyway, you'll know that. You know that about him. That's one of his favorite dishes, whatever it is, potatoes and sausage. He likes to laugh. He likes to laugh. If somebody can make him laugh sometime, that's good. It kind of takes his mind off business. You're going to meet him very unexpectedly.
Okay.
They're not showing me where. I'm seeing, like, businesses, almost like, you know, if you're in the downtown corridor and you're just walking from store to store, he's walking that way, too. So you two are kind of, like, passing each other.
Okay.
Yeah, you two are kind of passing, but it's unexpectedly. I don't know if he's going to open the door, like you're going into a store or something, and, you know, he gets the door for you, you turn around, thank you, and, oh, hi, how you doing, you know, type of thing. But it'll be unexpected. But you will meet him in 2 weeks, that's for sure. So, like I said, they're showing me, like, downtown corridor, but, yeah.
Interesting.
And when you meet him and start a conversation, Amala, be sure and pick up that he talks a lot about work. That's your guy.
Oh, okay. That's really good cue. Thank you. Because I would honestly provide him, because I'm not into the business thing. If you didn't tell me that, I'd be like, okay, bye. Have a nice day. Because I'm not. I'm serious. It just doesn't,
Well, but what you'll be is a distraction for him to come off that mountain where he's so into work. You'll distract him, and it'll be a good distraction. You know, it might turn into, hey, a long-time relationship. Who knows? That's between you and him. But your distraction is good. He enjoys that. Yeah.
Do you have any kids? Lennis, last question. Does he have any kids?
No, I'm not seeing any children.
Okay.
I see a dog, a little small dog, or a cat. I think he's got a couple of animals.
Okay.
But there's the small dog. It's not no big dog. So I think he compares to them as his children. This dog and cat are his children. Yeah.
Okay. This is interesting.
Yeah.
I'll call you back. I'm excited.
Yes, please do. Yes, please do. And let me know how that turns out. But look for that to happen in 2 weeks. So keep your, as I tell us ladies, keep your antennas up and your eyes open.
Thank you. You're amazing. Thank you. Take care.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a wonderful week, young lady, and thank you for calling. Okay, next caller, area code 415. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Anne.
Hi, Erin. How are you doing, young lady?
Good.
What can I help you with today?
First time I've listened to your show. I like your intro. I like your opening prayers. Very nice.
Oh, thank you. Well, welcome to the show, Erin. You're always
thank
welcome.
You.
Yes.
Anything you see about August, you know, any new work or new relationships? I just moved, so I haven't made a lot of friends yet, and I'm just kind of getting going on the work.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to focus on work. So you're looking for a new job, right?
I have a job, but it just pays the rent, you know, more fulfilling career-wise is what I want to move into.
Oh, okay. All righty. And what field is that? And then I'll focus on that and see what's going on.
Well,
what's
that's
field
what
of
I'm
interest?
Unsure about. Yeah, I don't want to do what I've done in the past. I want to do something new, more creative.
Okay. Are you into art? I'm seeing colors. Beautiful, beautiful
colors.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah, that's funny. A lot of people have said that to me, that they see me around a lot of colors. And
yeah,
it sounds great. That sounds great. But then what do I do with that? You know, how do I turn that into a job, you know?
Okay. They're showing me two things. Number one, I hope you're writing this down because I forget sometimes.
Yeah,
it doesn't
sure
always stay with me. Okay, two things they're showing me. The angel said, number one, display areas and retail stores. The display area and retail stores are like, you know, if you walk past the store, the window display,
mm-hmm,
right. Because you're creative and your artwork,
mm-hmm,
that you could set up displays to grab the interest of the public. So they're telling me that display. It doesn't have to be a big store. It could be a small store. But you do the art and the creative task as far as getting the people in when they see these products or however you're displayed.
Oh, interesting.
The second thing they showed me is art for, it's almost like you're a, what is this person? They're showing me you're this person. You would go out and get art for companies. Say, for instance, I'll just say like an IBM, and in their lobby,
inside their building,
they would like to have, you know, a couple of flowers and maybe a sculpture or two. You would be the go-to person. If you were working for that company in human resources, and you're the one that would go throughout the company and like, okay, we'll, you know, put you a couple of flowers here or, you know, a particular lamp in the hallway when they get off the elevator. You're the go-to person. You would be very good at that, you know, because you're bringing art into it. And when you go to these companies, in fact, I'm going to tell you, they're telling me that you should do this on a contractual basis.
Yeah,
you
I want to
set
work
the
for
bar for your salary. Huh?
Yeah. I kind of work for myself right now.
Okay, well, they're telling me to tell you, if you do this on a contractual basis, set the bar high, they will pay you what you desire. Have your portfolio together with some pictures of stuff that you've done already, okay, in the display area, okay, or something in that, and bring that with you. And I see you getting hired. I mean, a lot of these big companies, believe it or not, we never think about things like that, but the aesthetic of the company and the art that's around and creativity makes you want to either come in or like, oh, God, they're too drab, it's too cold. You know,
they
look for people like that. We never think about that, right? Because we always think about, hey, we want to work, make this money, administrative, manager, whatever, you know. I don't care how it looks, just pay me. But you and I know that the art in life is important in everything you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So what they're showing me, you will be successful. I'm going to just put it like this because I did that prayer about we love success, miracles. You will be successful more so than the display store if you went around to companies and told them that you would be their art person, their go-to art person for different areas or divisions to kind of, you know, fix it up that it looks aesthetically becoming when people come in. But I see you doing good. The angels are saying more so in that area than they are in the display in the retail store. I think because the other way is contractual, and you can go around to 10 different companies, and maybe out the 10, three of them will hire you, but they will pay you what you ask for. I guess that's why they're pushing it that way. You're looking for a better salary. Well, you can write your salary. You write your own ticket.
And what do they say about getting started in that? Because I have never been paid for that.
Just work up a proposal. Work up a proposal. If you don't know how to do a proposal, I'll tell you.
No, I have nothing to put on the proposal. I have no experience to write up proposals.
Okay. Yeah, I bet you do. Have you ever decorated for anything in your life?
Event.
You know,
a
shower, a church, or a party?
No, I have not.
You never assisted someone like, okay, I'll help you put this together?
Well,
you never done that?
I've hired vendors. You know what I mean? I do event planning. So
okay.
I've hired everyone else to do that. I hire decorators.
I'm not, well, put
do
that
myself.
Down. I don't care, but put that down. That means that you have management skills to designate.
Mm-hmm.
Put that down, woman.
Yes.
I told you, you got it. You got it, Erin. So don't shy away from that. Get a proposal together, just like you've hired vendors. Get a proposal together that this is what you want to do, and this will help this company bring in even more clientele or hire more employees because of the aesthetics that you're going to bring in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you have to, you don't have to lie. Take some pictures, maybe just something around your house that you could just set up, maybe a couple of chairs and a flower, and just to give them an idea, this is what I can do. Okay,
mm-hmm,
you know, a couple
mm-hmm.
of pictures. Yeah. Or, you know, if you want to cheat, go to some department stores and take a couple of pictures of their windows just to say, well, I didn't do this, but I can. I have the ability to do this for your business. Yeah. See? So you're being honest, but yet you're getting your point across, and you're going to make your money, girl.
Okay.
All right, Erin, I'm going to move on.
Thank you.
But I'm wishing
okay.
you the best. Think about the second one now, because I'm telling you, the angel's pretty prone
They've
on that
the
one.
Money. Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Thank
Have
you.
A wonderful weekend, lady, and thanks for calling. Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Nina and Linus. Linus is here. Nina's on vacation. She'll be back next Sunday. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. I believe Holly, Life Choice, and Tiffany is in there, so they'll be more than glad to answer some of your questions as well. If not, they'll come on the air and let me know. Okay, next caller, area code 631. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Suzanne. I just wanted to see when you see a boyfriend coming in for me.
Well, all righty then, Suzanne. Let's look up this man. Oh, wow. Who did you just slap upside the head? Ouch.
Someone I'm talking to now.
Ooh. You did?
Well, because they just want to come over for one thing. I'm tired of that junk.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Okay. I just got to breathe out. That pain was hard. You don't play, sister girl. I don't blame you. Let me put it like this. You got your point over. You got your point quite clear. Okay, let's see who's coming up. Someone from your past you haven't seen in 10 or 15 years. Name could be Nick or Rick. But you haven't seen this person about 10 or 15 years, and you're just going to run into each other just by happenstance. And you start talking. You know, how are you doing? How's your family? Were you married, divorced, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And it ends up that you become friends again, but it can develop. So I'm going to put it like this. It can develop into a relationship. But, yeah, and he's divorced. He looks like he's got a couple kids. He's divorced. You two might have been, like, in school together, high school or college, but you haven't seen each other in years, years and years and years, and you just happen to run across each other. But I'll tell you, nothing happens by accident. Everything happens for a reason. So maybe it's time for you and this gentleman to reconnect. Now, like I said, I only got Nick and Rick, but, yeah.
When it's going to happen?
Sometime in August. They're not giving me a specific date or week. They just said
gonna be walking.
Sometime
I'm going
August.
On a date. I'm going on a date Wednesday with a guy I met at a beach about 2 weeks ago. I don't know. I don't think he was that into me. I don't know.
Well, that's okay. You can still date whomever. I mean, you know that this guy is coming, and you'll know him. Because like I said, he's either from high school or college, but Yeah. But that's okay. Nothing says that, you know, just because you're dating, you're going to marry that person, right?
No, you're just enjoying your life. I am looking for a future with someone.
Okay. Well, so you're dating now. I mean, a process of elimination, right? So enjoy your date. Go out on your dates, you know. But this guy is coming in August. So, you know, just keep your eyes open. And like I said, Suzanne, you know him. You don't know of him.
I don't remember anybody from 10 years ago.
Well, that's what I said. He's from your past. You haven't seen him in years and eons. So you know what? It'll be a treat for the both of you to see each other again.
I don't know if I remember him. High school was so long ago.
Okay. Well, anyway, he's coming. So I'm wishing you the very best.
I'm happy about it. I hope he's still nice and cute.
You two will meet up and talk and enjoy. It'll be nice.
Great.
All right. Thank you for calling,
Thank you.
Suzanne, and have a wonderful week. All righty. Next caller, area code 404. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this? Hello, hello, hello. 404. Okay, I guess they just want to listen. That's fine. You don't have to talk. Okay, next caller is area code 215. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
My name is Jennifer.
I'm sorry, say it again, ma'am.
My name is Jennifer.
Oh, Jennifer. Well, hi, Jennifer.
Yes.
How are you?
Well, how are you?
Perfect. Perfect. You know how people always say we're just short of perfect? Well, I look at it like this today. God didn't make no mistakes. So everybody's perfect. Hello, somebody.
Love it. Love it.
So what can I do for you today, young lady?
Mine is a boyfriend. I believe I talked to somebody a couple weeks ago. That took me back a little bit, a lot.
But you're not interested in him?
No, I am interested in him. I wasn't interested in him before, and then I was like, when I started talking to him, I'm like, never really talked to anybody like that, like him, as he was trying to be professional. But then I went, like, I did something that I never did before in my life. I went and offered my hand, like a handshake. Introduced.
Okay.
After we were done talking, I've never done that.
Okay, there's something about that soul and your soul. What's his name? Let's check him out.
I don't really know.
Jennifer, stop it.
I really.
You don't know? Okay, let me see. But you have spoken with him. You don't know his name. Okay.
He's affiliated with my job. We don't work
together.
Hold up. He's in there.
Okay. You know my motto. I always say don't shit where you eat. Is he in the same division you are or in a different department altogether?
No. He is not in the same. It's funny you say that because I struggle. Somebody was telling me to go after another guy, and I said, I will not shit where I eat. Because when the one comes in, I don't want him going, well, you worked with him? And I don't want rumors going around.
Yep. Yeah.
So I like my slate clean. Now, we don't work together. He's in my vicinity under a totally different department. And by chance, I run into him. I asked one of his coworkers about him, and he was, like, laughing. He's like, really? Because I don't really know who he is, but I gave him a description.
Okay, I'm getting at this man a little bit of issues. I got a mild, very mild headache across my forehead, but it went away. So there's something that he's dealing with. personal. It's not at work. Some issue personal. He is open to receive, and I mean he's open to dating. Let's see. He's at the end of a relationship. Now, does this mean a marriage? It's a possibility I'm seeing. It could be a divorce is final. It's not getting. It's like the divorce is final, or either if he was in a relationship, it's done. It's completed.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, he's looking forward to dating. Only thing I'm going to tell you, because he's coming out of a relationship, he's vulnerable, and it would make it easy for you to get over. I would suggest that maybe you and him be friends and kind of talk it through. I see you being almost like a support person. You become friends where he would come and talk to you about different things privately. You know, like you guys would go have a cup of coffee or something, or maybe just be sitting outside during lunch. You know, and he'll see you and he'll come over and he'll discuss a couple of personal things with you. I don't know, he feels comfortable. He feels comfortable with you that he can talk about things, because I see him saying, like, he doesn't know why he's telling you this. He just feel like he needs to talk. And you make him feel comfortable or at ease enough that he, you know. And you give good information, because I see as you're talking to him, you're telling him good things. You know what I mean? Now, this ain't like a love connection, but as far as what he's going through, you're giving him good information, good guidance. I'll put it like that. Now, is there a love connection between the two of you? I don't know, because I don't see it right now, because he's coming out of one relationship. So I would just say for right now, Jennifer, maybe the two of you just try and be his friend. Just be his friend. And from that, something can grow. Yes, I believe that. But for right now, just be a friend, because he is vulnerable.
He was very, like, taken back when I kind of, like, was, like, boom, at him. He like, as if, like, really? That's the
Well, you know, one soul to another soul, we know each other. We just don't recognize because we don't remember. But something about you, your soul to his soul, he knows you somewhere from the past. That's why you stopped. But, of course, now you're in this realm, you're two different people. But the soul never dies. So your two souls know each other. That's why you stopped and was taken aback. You know, it was almost like a marker. Okay, you're here now. What do I need to learn from here or go there or what? You know. So look at it like that. You two souls know each other. You have to remember to know where you know each other from. You know, 10 past lives, a past life ago, or whatever. But, yeah.
Well,
but
one of his coworkers was telling me his business. That's what kind of cracks me up, that you're saying that. One of his coworkers, when they randomly just started telling me his whole life story. And I'm looking at him like, really?
I'm like, really?
And then when I was talking to another coworker, he was like, "You want like?" Because I said, I asked a question about him. I only know his nickname, and he said, "Really?" Like, he looked at me like, "You like him, or like you're talking about?" I guess because maybe, I don't know. I just got the feeling that they were surprised that I even showed any interest.
Okay, well, like I said, Jennifer, just be a friend.
Gotcha.
And talk to him and let it go from there.
Okay. I love your advice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and have a wonderful week, young lady. And thanks
you
for calling.
Can I still listen to your show, please?
Yes, ma'am. You sure can. You sure can.
Thank you.
Here we go. Okay, next call. Let me bring this down so I don't accidentally. There we go. Okay. Next caller, area code 402. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Oh, I'm just kind of, you know, taking it easy right now. I wish I had more energy, but I don't.
Oh.
So, that's Sunday,
Vitamin C. Vitamin C.
Yeah.
Well, okay. The angels are telling me right now to tell you vitamin C's. I don't know what that means to your body, but they're just saying tell her vitamin C. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So what can I answer for you today, Ms. Sharon?
Well, you know, I guess kind of what everybody else is talking about, relationships, anything positive.
Okay. Are you seeing anyone right now or no?
No.
Okay. Let's go from there then. Put it out there in the universe. All right, angels. Oh, my God. Who is this guy? What was it in the 12 whatchamacallas? He's Dumbo or Dumpy. The ears are big and the hat's got the thing. And, I mean, it's just comical. Coming towards you. What's this guy? He's one of the characters. I'm seeing this guy as a character. What was it, the 12 little things? It wasn't Beauty and the Beast. Sleeping Beauty?
Okay, you're thinking of Dopey.
That's him. Dopey. That's who I see right now. They're showing me. I'm seeing totally Dopey in front. Is that what's coming
towards
the angels? okay. Now they're telling me. They showed me Dopey because this guy has a Dopey personality when it comes to humor. Okay, he's not crazy or silly, but it's just kind of Dopey, his humor, you know. Well, I'm glad you liked it. You thought that was funny. Yeah, kind of Dopey, but they're telling me the man is smart. They said he's a very smart man. It's like he's two people in one, almost like a Pisces swimming both way, different directions. Like he's two people in one, but to meet him, he seems just kind of dopey or silly, really silly acting, if you can think of that character. But in reality, the man is brilliant. The man is smart as hell. He is smart.
I don't care.
So I don't know if that's his defense mechanism that they're showing. Well, let me ask. Angels, why does he? Okay. He acts that way because he doesn't like to intimidate people by his knowledge. His knowledge and his education.
Oh, he sounds
but
really weird.
He can...
what
yeah,
does he want?
No, that's not being weird. Because sometimes, you know, you can be in a conversation with a person and their knowledge can be so great. It's like you're like, let me cut this short because I can't handle this. This is over my head.
Right.
This is beyond my pay reach.
Right.
But
I used to have a lot of friends like that.
Okay.
In high school, I had a lot of friends like that. So it was
horrible
trying to play charades with them because I had no idea what they were talking about. Everything just went over my head. I had no clue.
Okay. Well, now you're going to meet somebody like that, only you just need to understand that when you have a conversation with this guy, and he's coming up the 1st of September, I see right on the holiday, September 1st, he's right in the holiday he's coming, but you're going to think, you know, like, oh, man, I ain't talking to this guy. He's so dopey and stupid. No, he's not. That's just the personality that he shows. But if you really got to know him, he's quite intelligent. He's an environmentalist. He's an activist, you know. But that's his type of charismatic personality, is to act like that character. I don't know. I guess it served him well because that's what they showed me. So, but because he's so intelligent and so brilliant, he doesn't like for people to feel less than, as well as intimidated by. So he's not weird. He's a man of compassion, because some people may not think like that. They're like, yeah, I know I'm smart. Why do I need to talk to you? You know, he doesn't feel that way. He doesn't even want that really to come up. He would rather be the class clown type of person. But to know him, but he's coming up, and he's tall, he's thick. And when I say tall, he's probably 6'3", 6'4", thick, and about like a baseball player, that kind of thickness.
Okay.
You know how baseball players can, they're not fat by no means, but, you know, just, I say thick.
Yeah.
So he kind of reminds you that. That's how his body shape is showing me right now. It's like a baseball player. Mm-hmm. He's going to be at an event that you also will be attending during the holiday, during the, what is that? What's September? Labor Day? Is that Labor Day, September? Okay.
Yeah.
You'll be attending an event, and he will too, and that's how you're going to meet him. And I'm going to tell you, he's going to have his face painted, which also is going to let you know he looks like a clown.
What?
But he's going to be dressed. He'll be in a nice shirt and pants and everything, but he'll have one side of his face. It looks like the left side is going to be painted. You know, you can go to these fairs and festivals or whatever and get your face painted, you know, just like the kids. Okay, well, his left side of his face is going to be painted. So remember this as you're walking around your event and see this tall man, okay? You know, and you know, talking like, oh, wow, who painted your face? Where did you get that done at? Start the conversation.
Oh, right.
Okay. I'm telling you, don't kick this man to the curb. You'll be surprised. This man can bless you in a lot of ways. Don't kick him to the curb without meeting him.
Nobody that
I
already know.
No.
No one that I've already met.
No. Okay. Okay. Remember what I told you, and don't forget to take your vitamin C. I need to move on. Okay.
Okay. Honey.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're welcome, Sharon, and have a wonderful week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 215? Nope. That was Jennifer. I got to leave you on there. Sorry about that, Jen. I'm not going to lose you. Is it 910? Area code 910, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. Perfect. Doing great. How's your day going, young lady?
I have a question. I've sort of been hit with a triple whammy with my house. My roof needs repaired, my foundation is cracking, and my heat pump's going out, and I just like to know what you see with that.
You don't want to take out a refi loan, do you?
Well, if I have to, yes. Do I want to? No. I'm 59 years old. Now, if I have to take out a refi loan, then, you know, by the time it's paid off, I'll be dead.
Okay.
And so I'm sort of looking at some options, maybe. Will the refinance work? What other options do I have?
Okay, well, they're showing me mortgage and refi or sale. But they're actually, they're saying more so that the refi to get your house remortgaged and you can get those things fixed. And hopefully at a lower interest rate. Why am I seeing this in September? It's like the interest rate drops. Of course, we're in election year. Everything is going to get cheap until after January. Because we're in election year. But I see that the interest rate is going down if you want to do, in September, do a refi loan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that it would be possible. But look at your total budget and see what you want to do, because maybe you only want to repair, Kathy, the things that are most important to keep your house running.
Right.
Yeah. So... But that's what they're showing me is your mortgage. You're saying refi. Either that or sell your home.
Well,
I don't know if you want to sell it. I didn't pick that up. But, they're giving me options for you. But they're really strong on mortgage. They're telling me mortgage, refi. So I think if you go that route, at least check it out. Get the paperwork, Kathy. And fill it out and just have a consultation with one of, whoever you go through, a credit union or a loan company or whoever.
Right.
Just just talk to him, because, you know, until you sign it on the final line, on the dotted line, you don't owe anybody, and they don't do anything until then. But at least you could get, you know, more of an understanding financially. That way you know where you want to go. Okay, I want to do the roof, blah, 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 blah. Or maybe I only want to do the roof. Or maybe I want to do three things, you know. But you'll know
right.
by your refi in the company. But September, do the paperwork in August and find out, and then make your final decision in September when evidently
okay.
the rate will go down. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Wish you the very best, young lady.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay, next call is area code 678. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing perfect.
Great. Yes, my question is, what do you pick up for my love life? I'm currently single. So
there's no baggage to carry on. Okay.
No.
Let's see what's coming up, Gina. I got water right away. Maybe the person is going to be a water sign. Yep, they are. God, I don't even know all the water signs. What is it, Aquarius?
Aquarius. It's Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio, but... My ex-husband was a Scorpio, so I don't want that one. So please
no.
don't let it be a Scorpio. Ugh.
No. Water signs? Okay, I'm sorry. I can't even. I know this, too. I thought it was Aquarius, Cancer, and Gemini? No? No, Gemini's air.
It's Cancer and Pisces. I know that.
Oh, Pisces. Yeah, that would be water. Okay, mm-hmm. then maybe that's what it is. Aquarius, Cancer, Pisces. Well, anyway, I do know it's a water sign, so they showed me that. Let's find out more about this gentleman.
Okay.
There are two men that are going to be vying for your time, Regina. One of them, they're telling me, is a player, and he's a cutie pie. Write this down. The first
okay.
one is a player, and he's a cutie pie, but... He got more woman. He just got a lot of women. And he got a couple of baby mamas. I see two baby mamas because I see these two women in the background. He's walking, and these two women are back there. They're just, I see them fussing at him. They don't know each other. They're fussing at him, so I don't know about child support or whatever. But anyway, first guy is a player. He's a cutie pie. Keep walking. Number two.
Right.
Number two is in church. This guy is in church. He's an usher. He's got a little salt and pepper in his hair. He's not that old, though. It looks like maybe 42, but just a little, like he's just starting to get a little sprinkle of gray. Might be so
okay.
in his temples, I'm seeing on the side. He definitely has strong faith in God. He believes in treating a woman like a queen, the way God wants a man to treat a woman. He's single.
Okay.
No kids. He hasn't had any children yet. Educated. He's got a BA degree. And what? Politics and business. Huh. Huh. Okay. Show him he's got a degree. He's dark complected. Oh, God. Look at that smile. Woo. Brother man got a beautiful Cheshire Cat smile. Or what y'all say, Colgate. I'm old school. Colgate smile. Just beautiful.
Okay.
Woo.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody had kids by him, they'd have perfect teeth. and he's... Yeah, perfect teeth. In fact, when you see him, now, they're showing me when he's working in the church and outside, but they're saying he's getting ready to cut all his hair off. He doesn't like that salt and pepper kind of look, so he's getting ready to go bald.
What?
But he does have a goatee. Now listen to him. He's got a goatee and he's got a little gray in his goatee, and he's holding on to that. In fact, it makes him look good. It makes him look handsome.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a little gray in that goatee.
He picked
got
up
a good
name
job.
Or
oh,
he
good. Lives in a condo townhome. He has a condo townhome. Good job. No kids. Into God. He's not no, what I want to say, how some people are going to be like a church maniac. He's not like that. Zealous. He's not zealous,
okay.
But he believes in God. He believes in going to church, worshiping, and doing his part. And he believes
mm-hmm.
when he's with the right woman that he's going to treat that woman, like I said, as God would want him to treat her. So you get with this guy, you will be blessed. Ronald or Donald? They're telling me right now, Ronald or Donald is the name.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And his height? You know, is he tall?
5'9 to 5'11.
Okay.
They're telling me health-wise, I think more so on the 5'11 maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Good guy. He's a good guy, Regina. You know what? This is a man that you could be with for the rest of your life and marry. He really is a good man.
Again?
And he's looking, yeah, I mean it, again. But, I mean, you know what? Just because you get married, that don't necessarily mean that was your husband. You know what I mean? That may not be the man
right.
that God designed for you. That was the guy you picked.
Yeah, I saw
okay.
that. Yes.
Okay. So,
yeah.
And the man that God designed for us, it still doesn't have to necessarily mean that he's a godly man, but it could be
right.
the man that's going to make you happy and you will make him happy.
Wow.
So, you know, it works both ways. So, now, how are you going to meet this gentleman?
Right.
A choir fest. There is a choir fest. A choir singing at some program. Several churches
okay.
are invited. This is a big church. Woo.
Hmm.
This is
it's
not
like
a mega church. No, it ain't one of those.
It's not
no.
Okay.
It's not a mega church, but it's a big church where like at least 300-400 people.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
That size, yeah. Because I see the steeples. It's tall. It's not spread wide. It's spread upward. The building is. So that's what I'm seeing. But this is where this function is being held. To let you know, it's being held at where this church I'm seeing. They're showing me is tall. Steeples and all that, but it's a choir. It's like a choir contest where different churches come in and the choirs, who's the
mm-hmm.
best choir, and you will meet him because he will be one of the people that's helping to sit people in the venue.
Right.
He'll be one of the ushers. It'll be other ushers there. They're all together, the ushers, but you'll see him because look for that smile. That smile lights up the world. Look
wow.
for that smile.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know anything, you know, choir fest or anything going on, but if I do, I'll look out for it.
Girl, get in touch with church folks.
I mean, I just
well,
came
you
back
start
from
calling
church today.
Some of church folks. Yeah. We've got
so,
new programs coming up here.
Yes, because it's another the church that I went to today. It's another church that this was just a satellite or just a branch. The big church that's like maybe 30 minutes away from me, and that it's kind of tall, like go up. Inside. And every now and then I go to that church. I don't go to that church a lot, but I love the church.
Synchronicity.
I love the pastor.
Synchronicity. Find out at that church, are they going to be having a program for choirs, a choir program
okay.
coming up. All right.
I can look out for that. All right. I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, thank you
all
for
right.
calling, Regina, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Ha, 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 ha.
Okay.
You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646 727 2914. The chat room is open. Okay, next caller, area code 404. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is T.
Hi, D. How are you?
Hi.
Is it D or B?
B.
Okay. D-E-E. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. What do you want me to find out for you, girl?
If you have any messages from, you know, my guys.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Watch your language. Watch your language. What else? Don't be so quick to get upset. The guide is telling me that sometimes just pick your battles, but don't let things get under your skin so quickly. Just look at it and like, you know what, that's that. I'm going on. It ain't me. It's not a part of me. It's not of me or by me. So, oh well.
Okay.
And you heard me at the beginning. They said, watch your language.
Yeah. That's been coming to me too. Like me and my friend, we were talking about men, and I said, I don't want to speak it over my life, but we were saying some things about some, you know, some of the things that irk us about men, and, you know, just that, you know, da-da-da is not, you know, some men ain't. Mm-hmm. So, that towards me.
Your guides are telling me to tell you to pray and ask God to send you your gift of a man. The gift of the man is designed for you. And he will. When you pray, just say, God, send me the man that is designed for me, my gift. And I am a gift to him.
Okay. I've been praying that for years. I really just started praying for it again.
You want to pray for the man that God has designed for you. And I'll tell you a real quick story. A young lady I know met a guy and thought that the relationship would work. You know, they were just meeting, just starting, dating. And so she asked God, she prayed the night before their first date, and she asked God, you know, mm-hmm. is this for me? Is this the man that you have designed for me? Blah, blah, blah. Do you know their date was the next day? Her car didn't start. Her battery died.
Wow.
That was God giving her answer. It ain't him, baby. It wasn't him.
Do you see the man that's designed for me? Because I've been praying that, I want to say for 5 years now.
Okay, well, have you prayed for God to send you the man that he designed, or did you just pray for God to send you a man?
No, the one.
Any man.
Me, the one that's, no. The one that's designed for me, because I'm particular about. Like, I'm just a really, if I don't feel it in my spirit, it won't go on. Like, if I don't feel it, it's probably not going to. So I just don't pick anybody because I could feel if the person is right or not. I mean,
okay.
You know, if we connect.
No. You're right. I understand that. I just want you to be open. Do not pigeonhole. Do not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because we don't know. Love can be any color. Love can be any age.
Yeah,
there's no barriers. Love is the most powerful energy. So why I'm saying this, because I know sometimes I only date blacks. I only date white guys. I only date this or that.
Oh, no, I'm open.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I want you to be open because when you narrow your focus just to one kind, of course, our culture, okay, yeah, I want to marry a black man because I'm black. But we don't know where that love is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So we open it up and just tell God, the man that you designed for me, God, whoever that it is, I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm ready to accept this gift that's coming to me right now. Right now I'm ready. then whatever comes, because we don't know. I mean, I've heard women like, I don't date outside my race. Well, then you just limited yourself to love by saying that.
No, I'm open. I was just telling somebody, I was like, I would date outside. I don't care. Like, you know, as long as it, like, at this point in my life, as long as it's genuine and it's from God, you know, I don't want, because I see a lot of, you know, me being single and looking from the outside, and I see a lot of relationships that are forced, and people who, like, be with people just to say they're with them because they look a certain kind of way. Like, I don't, that's, no, I can't do that. That's like a setup for failure. So,
okay. The guys are telling me, wait, the guys are telling me to tell you the things that you enjoy to do or places you like to go is where you will find this gentleman. Now, they just told me the things that you enjoy doing. So if that's like going to a concert, going to church, going to the library, going for a walk along the water in a park, unexpectedly, that is where you'll meet the love of your life. Because he's coming. He's there.
I'm so random in this. Like, when I say random, like, you know how certain people, like, my favorite food is spaghetti. Like, I don't have a favorite anything. So, it's like, if today I feel like going to the gym, which I do, I'm going to do it. Tomorrow I like to go. I don't know. It's like, I don't have a favorite place. It's just whatever I feel
well,
at that very
keep
moment.
That open. That's good.
Okay.
Keep that open. So, when you go, just, you know, as I said earlier, keep your antennas up and your eyes open. But yeah, it'll be unexpectedly, and it is coming soon. When? I'd say within 30 days. Within 30 days, you're going to meet that guy.
Is he outside my race? I'm just curious. If you can see it, I'm going to let you go. I know I'm asking so many questions. Sorry.
Could be Filipino.
Okay.
Sound weird, don't it? But he could be a Filipino man.
No,
I'm
going to
leave it at that.
It
okay, I'm going to leave it at that. Because,
okay,
you know, your guys want to work with you as you go along because you ask them to. So I'll just leave it at that. It's a Filipino man. Okay, let me go on and get two more calls here, girl, before I close out this show. I'm wishing you the very best, and call me and let me know about your love life, girl.
Thank you.
Okay, have a wonderful day, wonderful week. One more. Let me get two more people. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. Hi.
Hi.
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
Thank you for your patience. How can I help you today?
Love relationship. It's long overdue. What can you tell me? Is there someone coming in?
Let's see.
And if so, what can you tell me, Donna?
Oh, my God. Ooh, somebody slammed that door so hard. Oh, Jesus, I could feel that through my spirit. Did you just close out a relationship with anger or walk away from something that, okay, wow. There's this big wide door, and I can't see who the person was. I thought it was you, but that door shut so hard it vibrated through my soul. So whatever, I'll put it like this, whatever was in your past is completed, it's done. Believe that, it's done. So everything now is new, new beginnings, new starts, new reality. Are you looking for a Bubba? My angels crack me up. I don't know why they just said Bubba. You like that type of man? Country big boy? That's
no,
what I call
no.
him, Bubbas.
No.
Okay. Well, he is country. They're showing me the guy that's coming to you, he is country. He's country acting. I'll put it like that. He has a country manner about himself. God, that's funny. Susan? Okay, well, I saw a country man. That's the best I can tell you. Wish you the best, Susan. Hope you find what you're looking for. Area code 901, you're on the air with Lennis. May I help you?
Hey, Lynn, this is Anna. How you doing today?
Oh, fine. Doing
would
fine.
You
how are you?
I'm good. Would you look into my romance energy and see what you see?
Okay. Light-skinned guy. He's going through the whole week. I see this light-skinned guy walking Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He's walking through your whole week. You must be going to get in touch or talk to someone really quick here today or tomorrow, because this guy, it's like he's there through the whole week. So you two must be talking back and forth, because I just see him, and he's almost like a skier. That's how he's going through the whole week. He's just skiing through the whole week. So I guess, you know, I'm going to put it like this. He calls you just to check in, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. Calls you again. Okay, just checking on you. Calls you again. You know, not any deep conversation or anything. That's why I guess I see him through the whole week. He's just checking every day on you. What you doing? Where you going? Being
this
nosy.
This must be somebody I know.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
The person who we talked about before?
No, I see Jay.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. I see Jay, but every day. Yep, every day.
Okay, Lynn. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome, and have a wonderful week, young lady.
Thank you, love. You too.
Okay. I've got time for another call here. Area code 813. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Good, thank you.
All righty. And what can I help you with today, young lady?
Actually, a job. See anything coming up, hopefully, for the month in starting in August?
Okay.
But good job.
Any particular field that you want me to focus on, or just any job?
Well, I actually want to do what I actually love, so that's helping people. So human resources, coaching, training.
Okay, stop. That's all. I just need a direction to ask the angels. School. Why am I seeing the schools? Wow, I'm seeing bunches of schools. They're showing me all kind of schools, like elementary. There's the junior high. And there's three high schools, but a lot of elementary schools. Do you teach? Are you a teacher?
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I used to train.
Huh.
Adult
you work
learners.
With children when you did that?
Nope, adult learners.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it's shown in school, but okay. Higher education. But she's looking for training and a job. Again, they're back at schools. Now they're showing me schools in capital, big letters, like they're screaming at me. S-C-H-O-O-L-S. Wow, okay already. Well, what schools? If she's going to do this, she doesn't deal with children. Higher learning. Okay, and higher learning doing what? She's training. Oh, come on, angels. They keep giving me schools and higher learning, but they're not telling me, like, why?
Can be subbing, because that's not making a lot of money. Or enough.
Well, they're saying higher learning, so with your skills and the job, I don't know, have you thought about applying at a junior college with your skills in that field, maybe as an assistant to the professor? to keep giving me schools with you.
Okay. I've tried a couple of colleges, but it knocks you out with the degrees that you have to have, masters and all that, and I don't have that. I just have experience.
Yeah, but experience counts too. Mm-hmm. It counts just as much as education on some jobs. God, I don't know, Michelle. That's all I'm seeing is schools, and they said higher learning. That's it. And if you apply for what? But higher learning. I'm going to say professor, maybe as a professor's assistant.
Okay. Or are they telling me to go back to school?
No. Okay. No, they didn't say go back. You're working. I asked as far as you in working, yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, it just showed me schools right away, boom, boom, boom. And then they put it in big capital letters like they're screaming at me, schools, what is it I'm not listening, telling you? So I'm going to leave it at that, okay?
Okay.
That's what they showed me, schools. So let me know because I'm curious because that kind of baffles me that they wouldn't tell me anymore.
Okay.
But it's not going back to school. It's working at the schools, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me know.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Michelle. Have a wonderful week.
You too.
Okay. Last caller. 479.
Hi. This is Heather. How are you?
Hi, Heather. Doing perfect.
Wonderful. Well, I'm getting back
on your
the
kitty
relationship
cat.
Trench. Oh, yes. Yes. Very much so. Very vocal man in my life. But I wanted to see what did you see in terms of relationship for me?
Oh, okay. He's coming from the backfield of a full 40, and I'm going to put it like this, like a farmer. He's coming out of the field, and he is a farmer. Beef. He's a cattle. Oh, beef. He's a cattle farmer. And he likes them city girls.
All right.
He likes them city girls. Very good farmer. Wow. Acres and acres. He also grows stuff, too, but the bulk of his money comes off his cattle farming, his cattle. Let me ask you this, Heather. Is there, like, a special tavern that you like to go to every now and then, have a beer or a glass of wine? Because I'm seeing him there.
Okay.
Because he visits his tavern. Like I say, he likes city girls. He's got workers on the farm, so there's no woman there or kids there. He's got guys that work with him. But you're going to meet, and he will have on a cowboy hat. Heather, he'll have on a white. Whoa, they're showing me. It's either white or cream beige cowboy hat.
Okay.
He wears glasses. Not all the time, but when he's reading or whatever. So he has glasses. I see glasses in his pocket, and his shirt is kind of plaid. It's like either blue and white or red and white, kind of plaid. And jeans, and he got his shit kickers on with the spurs. Yeah, I mean, he's definitely like a cowboy's cowboy, but he's a farmer. Good-looking guy. He's good-looking. He's got dimples. He's got dimples in his cheeks. Blue eyes. Yep. He's got blue eyes, dimples in his cheeks. He loves farm life. That nobody will take him from. He loves farm life, and the money he makes is very good for him in farm life. But he'd like to, I'm going to tell you, because he'll say this to you, he'd like to have a filly in his corner.
Okay.
Yeah, he'd like to have a filly in his corner. The guy is a hoot. I mean, he's a lot of fun. I would sit next to him and talk to him. He's a lot of fun.
All right.
But he's a farmer, and he'll treat you good. He'll treat you good. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
all right,
ma'am.
Well, that's what I need.
I'll tell
hear.
You what, when you want a good steak, you'll have a good steak with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful.
He's a good guy. So you're going to meet him at a tavern, and not too long away, within a few weeks, they're telling me. Just within
okay.
3 weeks. 3 weeks now. They're telling
okay.
me. But yes, you will meet him at a tavern. Oh, that sounds
well,
exciting. You got to call me
well,
back,
wonderful.
Kevin. I want to know about
okay.
this guy. He's a hoot.
I will call you back. All right. Well,
yes,
thank you, Linus. Bless
you're
me.
Welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. And congratulations on your new guy there. All right.
Thank you. Okay.
You. Bye-bye. Excuse me. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining me today on Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I thank you all for joining from around the world as well as in the chat room and the folks that called in, whether you asked for a question or, you know, you just wanted to listen to the show. We appreciate that. I don't know who is in the maybe I better check here right quick in the chat room, because I wasn't able to get in. Well, anyway, all you folks in the chat room, I hope you had a good day. I hope that people were able to answer your questions or at least to have prayed with you and enjoyed yourself. Okay, so thank you. And let's see what else. What's coming up? Well, Wednesday, summer shows. Don't forget to listen for that. That's at 6 o'clock on Wednesday. Friday is Friday Traffic Jam. And by the end of the month, you guys know every year I work for, well, this will be my third year working for the NFL. So that starts the end of August. Up until the Super Bowl, so I'll give you more information about that. You people on the East Coast, you hear me, because the show is over there, so you hear me on the East Coast, but that's okay. I still let everybody know, so you can hear me with the guys. I'm the only woman on the NFL show, so and I hold it down for us women. Why? Because women rock. Yes. Okay. Well, you guys enjoy yourselves, enjoy your week. I hope you have a wonderful, blessed, loving week. Be sure and treat each other accordingly. And if nobody's told you they love you today, well, of course I do, and I'll say it for Nina. We do. So take care, and always love yourself, okay? Nobody else love you. You love yourself and make yourself happy. Pop your collar. And remember, women, you're all queens, and men, you are all kings. So don't forget that. Remember, you're a queen. Hold your head high and pop your collar. All right, love y'all. See you next Sunday.